So I am on Instagram, CJ_radio, and I see a bunch of pictures, you holding pina coladas, or maybe they weren't pina coladas, I don't know.
Yes, one was a pina colada.
Uh-huh.
I did do the cliche pina colada in Miami. Yeah, I was down there, which is probably why I sound a little crappy today. I probably went a little too hard, but it was so much fun. I mean, 4 days of craziness. It was ultra, so it's music week in Miami. Our sister station down there has a bunch of artists and DJs come to the Hits Hotel, which is a Clevelander. And so I did interviews all day, and then we partied all night. We did the drinks by the pool, and we did the whole thing. It was fun.
So the life of working in radio, anybody with an aspiring career to be in radio now knows what it's like Monday through Friday.
I wish. No, that was a lot of fun. I got to interview the Chainsmokers, which was really cool. They were headlining at Ultra. I got to interview the Cheat Codes came through. Kent Jones, he's got a new song, Merengue, that's out. And a lot of like up-and-coming DJs, so it was really cool.
Highlight of the weekend?
Highlight of the weekend, it was definitely the Chainsmokers because that wasn't supposed to happen, and then it ended up working out, and they were very sweet, and that they're headlining the show, and I'm just a huge fan, so definitely them.
All right, well, if you want to live vicariously through CJ, you can do so on Instagram at CJ_radio. My name is Tim Tompkins. You can find me on Twitter at RadioTimNBA. So X1065, they recently announced this huge concert.
I'm so excited!
Right, the end of May, the barbecue show, AWOL Nation. You also have the Dirty Heads, the
Dirty
Front Bottoms.
Heads. I love them.
Tank from X1065 came on the podcast to talk about it. The first time on the Get More Out of the 904 podcast, we have Tank with X1065. Tank, thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, man, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So this is exciting because every year I feel like it's been a Jacksonville staple that we've had Rock on the River.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
year, though, no Rock on the River.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, you know, honestly, lots of different reasons. When you put a show together, there's so much that has to go right, from venue to finding the right bands at the right price point, just a million different things. We couldn't make it happen this year, but luckily we teamed up with the St. Augustine Amphitheater, and they had some stuff working, and we teamed up with them, and we came up with this new thing. And, you know, we don't know what the future is going to hold for any of it. But right now, this is what we're doing. It's the barbecue, and it's shaped up to be an amazing thing so far.
Now, so there's going to be people out there with steaks and hamburgers and hot dogs.
I don't know. It's more of a play on the fact that it's Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to be wearing an apron and a chef's hat for the whole thing, but I can't promise any of those things. There will be food trucks.
Well, that's good. Good. Hopefully some barbecue food trucks.
You almost got to have one, right? At least one barbecue food truck out there.
All right, so we're looking at May 27th. You got the Dirty Heads, AWOL Nation, mm-hmm. Jude and the Lion, the Front Bottoms, and Ajari. Actually, am I pronouncing
it? AJR. AJR.
AJR,
yeah.
Okay. So Dirty Heads, headline. Who's actually headlining the
Dirty
show?
Dirty Heads is the headliner with a co-headline by AWOL Nation. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty even.
And so tickets, they're inexpensive. I think you were saying a lot of them have already sold.
Yeah, we're selling like hotcakes. I mean, they went on sale last Friday. And pit's gone. Bottom half is gone. So you got to get these tickets quick because they're gonna be gone soon. And it's I don't think it's any surprise to anybody, you know. And the ticket price is amazing because you're going to be paying less than you would pay to see AWOL or Dirty Heads on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So to see both of them and three other national acts, I mean, it's ridiculous.
And also the Front Bottoms are a really awesome band.
The Front Bottoms the Front Bottoms are one of those bands, like, because we had them a few years ago for our birthday show mm-hmm. with the Struts, and we really underestimated the draw of the Front Bottoms. Like, we didn't know, like, you know, because they'd never been through here. And but they're one of those bands that just has an incredible following. They put on a great live show, and it's like you can't sell those guys short. So they're going to – I mean, I think I really do believe they've contributed a lot of ticket sales to that show.
So you can go to x1065.com. You can get some tickets there. You can mm-hmm. purchase your tickets there. Download the X1065 app. I'm sure there's going to be ticket giveaways of some kind at some point.
All kinds of ticket giveaways. Mm-hmm. It's brought to you by Miller Lite, so it'll be like – you know, you'll be able to find us around town eventually, giving away tickets and things like that. We haven't set it up yet. We're terrible at being well prepared.
Right.
It's one of the worst things that we are, is we don't do anything ahead of time. It's always like, hey, let's go do this right now. So as soon as we get that nailed down, we'll definitely start handing those out, and we'll definitely give some away on the app as well.
Kind of like how this podcast came together.
Exactly. But see how great it is, though? It turned out amazing.
So X1065 and Miller Lite presents The Barbecue May 27th at St. Augustine Amphitheater. Dirty Heads, A-Ball Nation, Judah and the Lion, The Front Bottoms, and AJR. Don't miss it.
And you know.
All right, so coming up on Friday, first Friday fireworks, Clay County Fair, which is a lot of fun. I'm actually going to be out there next week. I've got a little event out there. Bring the kiddos out for a whole day of fun and excitement, and you can stop by at 9 o'clock and watch the fireworks at the Clay County Fair. Of course, you got to grab some funnel cake and maybe a caramel apple for the show.
Have you been to the Clay County Fair before?
Yes, I have.
Is it awesome?
For work. Yeah, it's awesome. It's out there in the boonies. Like, once you get out that far, you realize, wow, this is like, you can really live, like, have country living here in Jacksonville. I forget because I live over at the beach. But it's a lot of fun. It's like the classic fair.
I haven't been, but I've just drove out to Palatka this last weekend, and it kind of reminds me of something I would see on the way out there.
Exactly.
I saw this really gnarly crash on 207 involving a tractor.
Oh, my gosh.
Like an actual tractor.
Wow.
And I thought this is the most like Palatka thing of all time.
Yeah, it could be. But yeah, that's exactly. It's pure. It's just country, you know, the fair, classic fair. They got it all. Everything that you're thinking of, it's there.
All right. And then later on Friday night at 7:30 or earlier on, depending whether or not you were catching the fireworks at the fair, the Jacksonville Icemen versus Carolina Stingrays, Veterans Memorial Arena, 7:30 p.m. And then on Saturday, we have the Easter Egg Hunt, which actually there's tons of stuff going on for Easter on Saturday and on Sunday, as well as last weekend as well. But on Saturday, you have this Easter egg hunt at Adventure Landing. There's actually three separate egg hunts, so if you miss one, that's okay. There's one at 9, 10, another one at 11. Registration begins at 8 a.m. Like, there are three age groups for each hunt available for kids 10 and under. And there's nothing more exciting right now than a child hunting for Easter eggs. It really makes you appreciate Easter, because I feel like as we get older, Easter becomes like the forgotten holiday.
Yeah, I totally forgot it was this weekend.
Like, what do you do for Easter, you know?
Well, a lot of people go to church.
Sure.
So there's that whole component. Do a big family meal, but I don't. I'll be up here by myself.
Working?
Actually, I don't have to work until the following Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But probably be at the beach doing something, you know? Maybe go to Adventure Landing and see if I can get, they have an age group big enough for me to get in there.
Right, right. 24 and younger.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I just turned 29.
And then the Kings of Wings competition.
Yes, that's going down at the Veterans Memorial Arena. It's kid friendly. If you think you're the King of Wings here in Jacksonville and you can eat the most boneless wings in 2 minutes, that sounds dangerous. Go out there, 4:30 to 6:30 on Saturday.
The real question, I feel like, are boneless wings just chicken tenders?
That is a good question. And chicken tenders are long, so no, maybe closer to a chicken nugget, but still larger than a chicken nugget.
But is it really a wing?
What makes it a wing is maybe just the fact that it's dipped in some kind of hot sauce.
Not the bone itself.
So if you didn't get the hot sauce on it and you just got a boneless chicken wing, it'd kind of be like a chicken nugget.
Mm-hmm. So really, who can eat the most chicken nuggets? Is that what this is?
We actually had like a whole segment on the morning show the other day about this guy. He thought that eating a cupcake without icing was the same as eating a muffin. So why was his wife giving him a bunch of crap about it? And so we went back and forth about, is a cupcake without icing the same as a muffin?
Where do you fall?
No, a cupcake is different texture. It's got different ingredients in there. Maybe very similar, but something's different about it. It's like cakey.
Yeah.
Where a muffin is a little bit heartier, I would think has got more fiber, be better breakfast.
And a muffin can be quite filling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other one is, it probably has just like more sugar or something.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't actually check out the ingredients. But yeah, it's a good point. If you think you can eat a bunch of chicken nuggets, you could probably eat a lot of boneless wings too. So come on by the King of Wings competition.
And so there's not a lot going on Saturday, honestly, CJ. And so I'm looking up all the different events. And I found a kind of a fun one, and I put this in here for you. It reminded me of you for some reason. At the Lemon Bar, they have a full moon party.
Mm-hmm.
The fun doesn't stop after dark at Lemon Bar. So join them on Saturday for the full moon party. So here's the deal: as the sun sets at 7:44 and the moon rises at 8:05. So be there for it. Not sure why this is different than any other Saturday at the Lemon Bar, but it's a full moon party.
Oh, maybe they're doing the full moon party because Lemon Bar to me is like you think to go there during the day.
Yes.
So maybe this is like an attempt to be like, dude, we're like a bar that you can hang out with all night. And especially like this weekend, it's going to be really nice weather. So it'll be nice to be out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. Almost pool weather.
Almost pool weather?
Almost.
Almost swim in the ocean weather mm-hmm. without a wetsuit?
Well, I feel like the ocean's still going to take a little while to warm up, but pools warm up a little bit earlier than that. So Sunday is Easter.
Yeah, and we totally left them hanging. You can go to the Adventure Landing one, but the amazing Jack's Beach Easter egg hunt is at Surfer Bar, kid-friendly, starts at noon. That sounds like my scene.
I just wonder. I guess when they say it's at the Surfer Bar, but it's also kid-friendly, I guess I'm just thinking it must actually be like outside the Surfer Bar, maybe on, you know, where the pavilion
is. I've been to Surfer Bar many a times with kids.
Have you?
Yeah. Whoa. I don't know that it's like 100% appropriate, but I think if the sun is shining, it's all right. Maybe not like, I mean, they're not like hanging out there after 10.
Right.
But during the day, there's like, you know, they've got a taco truck in there. It's like right there in the middle of all the action.
Mm.
Are you judging?
I'm not judging what people decide to do with their children. Of course not.
It's not my kids, other people's kids, but right. I thought it was all right.
Yeah. And then coming up, a couple of concerts you want to keep in mind. So Hank Williams Jr., April 6th at St. Augustine Amphitheater.
And the Jacksonville Jazz Fest, Friday, May 24th in downtown Jax.
And if you are interested in finding some tickets for X106.5's barbecue show presented by Miller Lite featuring AWOL Nation as well as the Dirty Heads, you can go to X106.5.com. But if you're looking for the weather this weekend...
This weekend, Friday, is going to be partly cloudy. We're going to get some evening showers and a few storms, but mostly nice. 61 is the low, 83 is the high. It's a little bit warmer. Saturday is going to be partly sunny and nice. The low is 55, high is 74. And then Easter Sunday, partly sunny, really nice out. Your low is 54 and your high is 80.
And you know.